Hello and welcome to the Consumer Goods Forum End-to-End Value Chain podcast. My name is Joelle Mbuya-Leclerc and I work in the communications team. In this podcast series, we'll be hearing industry insights from experts working towards collaborative solutions that benefit the entire value chain. In this episode, we have the absolute pleasure of hearing from Adhiti Aji, who is the CEO and founder of the IoT consumer insights company, AdRich. And Adhiti today will be taking a deep dive into the Internet of Things as it fits into the consumer goods industry. Good morning, Adhiti. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Good morning, Joelle. A pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
Great, Adhiti. So very exciting topic today. Let's dive right into the questions and find out all about IoT. So to kick us off, Adhiti, can you tell us what exactly is IoT and how does this help CPG companies?
Certainly. So IoT or Internet of Things is basically making physical products smart and connected. What this means is physical products are equipped with sensors for the most part, and these sensors generate new data in an automated way, which makes them smart. And when these smart devices get connected to the internet through Wi-Fi or any other protocol, it brings the ability to communicate with the products in real time and gives each of this physical product a digital identity. The best example is a smart thermostat, right? Previously, it used to be manual. Now you have thermostats that actually learns your habits, sets temperature per your needs, and you can turn up the heat from your car just to make your home ready when you enter it. So when we bring this capability to CPG products, you are creating a new way of bringing the end-to-end value chain together, where CPG companies get new data and information in real time on the entire life cycle of their product. So right from manufacturing to where and how it's being sold, to also where and how consumers are using the product.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Adhiti, for that very clear introduction to IoT. So essentially, from what I've understood, it's allowing for real-time connection with physical products, which essentially allows for products to be smart products. And so in this case, Adhiti, what specific use cases do you see IoT being used?
Right. There have been a multitude of use cases where IoT specifically fits very well for CPG. For example, we implemented this one use case where brands had a high consumer acquisition cost on their direct-to-consumer channel and low retention rates. Now, by introducing automatic replenishment where connected products could self-reorder, and they were able to intercept the consumer exactly at the time of need, providing convenience. So this increased the lifetime value of the consumer, driving retention by almost 33%. Now, there are other use cases that we've come across where it's very high impact. For example, track and trace, where you can see the product throughout the supply chain. There have been applications in-store to understand shopper behavior and shopper analytics. There's a lot of work in market research and consumer analytics in terms of understanding consumer behavior inside of consumer homes. And also long-term, with having volumes of these connected devices, you can streamline inventory and back-end operations. So those have been a spectrum of use cases that IoT can potentially be used and have been implemented.
Okay, so those are some very interesting figures to highlight the impact of IoT. But Adhiti, can you tell us why now? What are some of the industry drivers that are making this more important than ever?
Certainly. It's really the changing consumer habits that's driving the need, and the need is urgent in that, you know, consumers today are inundated with so many choices that the differentiator amongst brands is no more just the product attributes, like, for example, taste or packaging, but it's actually the experience they create for the consumers. So in this context, knowing your consumer has become very crucial in building brand loyalty and leveraging technology to gain any additional consumer insight that could help in creating that personalized, targeted experience becomes a differentiator. So that trend that's going on with consumers and their expectations being beyond just having and using a product is certainly setting base for adoption of these kind of technologies. And also from a technology standpoint, specifically IoT, there are advances in electronic manufacturing, which is really helping this become a commercially viable application.
Great. So you've spoken quite a bit about the consumers, but just to push this a bit further, what is really in it for the consumers and where's the maximum impact for CPG businesses?
So it really depends on the use case, but in general, it again alludes to creating that experience for the consumer. For example, traceability provides that transparency to the consumer on when and how their product is being manufactured. Automatic replenishment, we've seen consumers love the convenience of products auto-reordering and showing up at their door. And if you're trying to achieve sustainability goals, you can ship bags of refills to consumers instead of those full-size bottles just when they run out, and you are empowering the consumers to help the environment. So by this, you're creating an experience for the consumers, and in return, they get the convenience, so they save time, and by creating a personalized targeted coupons, they save money. So at the end of the day, for consumers, it saves time, save money, and contribute to the environment. For CPG, by creating this experience, you are creating value for your consumers, and in return, you get new data and insights to better understand consumer needs and build products more suited to them, leading to better brand loyalty and growing the brand.
Great. So definitely something to be leveraged in this case. And so looking forward a bit, Adhiti, where do you see the future of IoT in the CPG industry?
Yes. So there is, in general, a trend in the CPG industry of digital transformation, right? That's sort of the strategic goals for almost every brand. And I think IoT will play a very big role in enabling that strategic goal, especially because of the digital identity it brings with it and the capability of being able to talk and receive information from physical products that gets connected.
Very, very insightful. And just before we wrap up today, obviously this has been a great topic, very, very on trend. And as you mentioned, that there is this kind of trend and movement of digital transformation for almost every brand. So if our listeners would like to reach out to you to take this discussion further, where can they find you?
Certainly. They can visit us on our website, www.adrich.io, and they can reach out to me via email. I'm always responsive. My email ID is aaji@adrich.io, and I'm also on LinkedIn.
Fantastic. Well, thank you very much, Adhiti, for joining us on our podcast today. And I also encourage our listeners to go and check out Adhiti's video on our website. It's on the Startup Spotlight section of the ETE website. So check out that video to find out more about Adhiti and her company. But thank you very much, Adhiti, for being with us today and for sharing those insights.
Thank you so much, Joel.
And thank you very much to our listeners for tuning into this episode of the End-to-End Value Chain podcast, and be sure to catch the next one. In the meantime, to listen to previous podcast episodes or to find out more about the End-to-End Value Chain pillar, please visit www.tcgfvaluechain.com.